I do not put our victory in the World War in the proud list of democratic achievements. Though fought under the leadership of the greatest Democrat since Jefferson, and although without the support of his party in every crisis, it could not have been brought to its successful and triumphant conclusion, it was the people's war in a peculiar sense. The patriotic support given to the government during the war by men of every political faith proves that passionate love of country and intense devotion to our institutions are a part of the creed of every political party in the nation. But I do insist that we shall hear no more of the old slander that the Democratic Party cannot be trusted to lead in a great war. We may give to individual Americans the full measure of praise which a grateful republic will always shower upon the men who sprang to its defense with unprecedented valor and unhesitating devotion to its Christian cause. But the impartial historian must and will write it down as an incontrovertible fact that the party in power rose with unstinted enthusiasm to the needs of the hour, while its leadership translated the will and spirit of the American people into decisive and courageous action, without which ignominious failure would have been our portion in the Armageddon of the nation. It has never been any reflection upon the courage or the patriotism of the millions of Northern Democrats who followed his leadership, for history to accord to Abraham Lincoln and the party which he led the full measure of credit which was their due for saving the Union in the dark days of the Civil War. The great empire on whose dominions the sun never set gratefully acknowledges that success could not have come to British arms without the superb political leadership of that masterful little Welshman, David Lloyd George.